From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Lippin reporting. Israeli police kill attackers in two stabbing incidents in Jerusalem. In the first of Wednesday's attacks, Israeli officers shot and killed a Palestinian assailant armed with a knife as he ran toward them at an entrance to Jerusalem's Old City. Hours later, a man described by Israeli authorities as an Arab terrorist stabbed an Israeli woman near Jerusalem's main bus station before being shot dead. The violence comes as Israel began deploying hundreds of troops in cities across the country. The move is aimed at helping Israeli police to counter a recent wave of attacks by Palestinians and Israeli Arabs using knives, cars, guns, rocks, and firebombs. In other developments, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas blamed Israel for the violence as he addressed his people on television. Abbas said, "We will continue the national struggle based on our right to self-defense and the peaceful popular resistance and political and legal struggle, and we will work with patience and wisdom and courage in order to protect our people and the national and political achievements." The U.S. Defense Department says it has made progress in talks with Russia on safety procedures for U.S. and Russian warplanes flying rival missions over Syria. In a statement, a U.S. official said U.S. and Russian defense teams held a third in a series of meetings via video conference on Wednesday. The U.S. official described the talks as professional and focused narrowly on the implementation of specific safety procedures. A U.S.-led coalition has been bombing Islamic State militants in Syria for the past year. This is VOA.